I'm joined by Hall of Famer John Smoltz. Smoltzy, tell me this. What's harder, winning a Cy Young or an Emmy Award?
Oh, man. Winning a Cy Young. It takes a lot longer to happen. You know, it's funny when you mention something like that. I just go back to all those years of being predicted to win and just feeling like a failure. But in 96, fortunately, I was able to at least get that off my back, because that was starting to bother me.
Download the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is correct. You are not in a dream. This is not a mirage. I am JR. I'll say it again here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. Happy Thursday. Happy July. Happy almost weekend. Happy all of that. I'm good to be hanging out with you. I'm happy to be hanging out with you. I'm good to be back here. And we got a lot to do over the next 4 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Big shout outs to super producer and host David Shepherd. He's holding it down in New York City. And thank you to you. Every person who's reached out to me over the past week, the past couple of days, everybody listening right now, there is no show without you. And this is when we get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. And so whether you're locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM Channel 158, or you could be smart enough to be listening on a smart speaker, I just say thank you. Really appreciate it. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The number has not changed. I know it's been in full use, but it is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I am everywhere. All on the internet. I'm all over the damn place. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on all social media. And as I just said, it's good to be back. You know, people been asking me, you okay? What's going on? Where you at? Well, you coming back? Did they take you off this station? Did they take you off this? The answer is no. Just had to take care of some life stuff, and now I'm back. It's as simple as that, and I am good. So there's no worries. I didn't get the boot like people on ESPN. I didn't disappear out to Paris, France. I didn't take one of these elongated vacations that, you know, other people do and take, and God bless them. Just doing life stuff, and now I'm back. Everything is smooth, and I'm happy to be here. Hey, Shep, thank you for holding things down for the past, what is it, a week and a half? You hold it down, man.
It's my pleasure, JR, man. Honestly, it is so good to have you back. I know so many people were contacting me saying, what's going on with JR? I hope he's okay. And I had to reinforce and just reassure them that JR is just fine. He's coming back soon. You don't have to wait much longer, and it is so great to have you, man, honestly.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back. Next time anybody asks for me, just say, you going to send him some money? Just ask him that next time.
That sounds good. You know, JR, there's been a couple of things that have happened since you've been back, so I'm very curious to see your take on some specific things that have happened considering the landscape and the media that we're in right now.
Victor Wembanyama meeting Britney Spears?
That too. You mentioned there were a lot of layoffs. I'm very curious, as someone who has navigated this for so long, your take on that.
Oh, I've never been fired. I've never had a job.
Well,
until now, I've never had no job. I just show up. But now I got a job.
Yes. Our industry took a big hit, unfortunately.
Yeah. A bunch of people got fired. Not Steven. Did he get fired? No, right?
Not for now. He did, but not for now.
Oh, not now. Okay. Yeah, a whole lot. We'll get into that as things. What else have I know what's going on. I feel like you missed a day. You missed a lot. Well, what else have I missed? Like, what's going on here in the world?
Well, I mean, apparently Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen have made up. But the big talking points was obviously NBA free agency. The Shohei Ohtani blast that was upon us the past week and a half. He slowed down. Ronald Acuna Jr. not getting the love. The Atlanta Braves are now scorching hot. Leapfrog Tampa Bay.
He got 40 stolen bases, 20-plus home runs. He's got 50 runs. He's the best player in baseball right now.
So why are you the only one saying that? because nobody else has given this guy any kind of attention, because it has all been predicated on Shohei Ohtani. But the reality is, because Mike Trout got hurt and because Shohei Ohtani got nicked up on the mound, now he is falling apart.
Yeah, you got a blister.
You got that
right. Shohei Ohtani is a big deal. This guy has all-star numbers as both a pitcher and a hitter, so I get it. I don't know. Maybe Acuña is not the flavor du jour. He's not the international sensation that Ohtani is. But we'll talk about that, especially with the MLB All-Star Game coming up in Seattle. We got a bunch of names, bunch of dudes that are going to be participating in the Home Run Derby. I know you also mentioned NBA free agency. Correct me if I'm wrong, man. That was nothing but a flop. We knew that there wasn't going to be any major free agents moving around, but it's not the – and then, sure, these names weren't available, but it wasn't the Kevin Durant or Kyrie going to Brooklyn. It's just kind of whack, if you ask me.
I would agree with you. I think two people asking out, one we're relatively surprised about given his unwavering loyalty. The second one we're really surprised about, and then he's at this all-white attire party, which just makes matters worse. It's the James Harden saga that never ends, and obviously Dame Lillard. That's been the big talking point, I'd say, JR. Okay. To your point, even bigger than free agency, because I'd say the biggest names, they all resign with their teams.
Yeah. I saw DeJounte Murray, he re-signed with the Atlanta Hawks, so good for him. Getting $120 million. I still don't believe in the long run both he and or Trae Young are safe. I still think at some point over the next couple of years that one of these dudes is going to be moved. But we'll get into that later on in the show, or we'll get into that in another day. Let's talk about the bigger name stars. We know Trae Young, bright future in front of him, hopefully still young. DeJounte Murray, all-star. Bright future, two young guys. Let's move away from those two young dudes and go to the guys that you mentioned on the Hall of Fame trajectory. And it's not trajectory. Damian Lillard and James Harden are both going into the Hall of Fame. It doesn't matter how you feel about James Harden and how he has played throughout his tenure in Houston or OKC or what he's done recently in Brooklyn or Philadelphia. He's going into the Hall of Fame. And Damian Lillard ain't going to be too far behind him. And for the fact of James Harden, he doesn't want to be in Philadelphia anymore. Like tough. What else is new? We've seen stars in the NBA decide to push that button more often than not of just wanting out, wanting to move on. And in the case of James Harden, it was only I feel like months ago, last season, that James Harden sat in front of the media in Philadelphia and basically said, oh, well, this is where I wanted to be all along. And now he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to play with Joel Embiid. And I guess somehow, some way, they're going to have to try to con this dude to stick around. And I guess opting in and just collecting his check, whether it comes in Philadelphia or Siberia, isn't good enough for a dude who is, he's been, I don't want to say he's been running to the ground, but he was never the most athletic dude in the world. And now his athleticism has waned more. So he can still pass the rock. He can still shoot the rock. But the consistency that you would get from a James Harden is gone. Okay? It's not there. He's not on that upper tier. There was a point in time in the NBA where he was the best scorer in the league. And we probably have to go back, I don't know, 8 years ago. I think it was between him and Carmelo and who's the best scorer. It was only a few seasons ago that James Harden was the leading scorer in the NBA and MVP. Those days are gone. This man played every minute, every second for the Houston Rockets, and I think they sucked up everything that was left of him from being a superstar in the NBA. And so James Harden wants to go play elsewhere. What else is new? He'll change his mind in another 8 months or so anyway, and we'll figure it out. Daryl Morey or not, James Harden will try to hitch his wagon somewhere else. But what you brought up, Shep, about Damian Lillard, this was inevitable. This was coming. But the fact is, I think for Damian Lillard, this should have been done quite some time ago. We're looking at a dude here who I thought a few seasons ago would have been a good candidate to go to a team like, I don't know, the New York Knicks. But Damian Lillard turns 33 years old next Saturday. Damian Lillard, at the back end of his current contract, where he's not going to be anything but older, is going to be making $60 million. Hell of a career. He's already on the NBA's top 75 list, and all I've heard about being out of pocket and being away for the past week and a half is Damian Lillard wants out. Well, yeah, y'all should have figured this out before they drafted Scoot Henderson. Y'all should have known this and seen this coming from the minute that C.J. McCollum didn't work out after a few seasons. The Portland Trailblazers have been running on nothing but the NBA's treadmill. They're running, they're moving, they're burning calories, but you know where they're going? Nowhere. They're riding a stationary bike. Where does it go? Nowhere. They're in purgatory. They're between heaven and hell. Where are they? Nowhere. And so now they finally all decided to just take the kid gloves off and stop being so nice and stop being so sweet and oh, I want to stay in Portland, which is a beautiful city where he's loved. And Portland doesn't want to be the guys to trade Damian Lillard. And Damian doesn't want to leave until he did. And who the hell were they possibly going to bring in that were going to make the Portland Trailblazers worth a damn? Nobody. Because everybody worth a damn is already signed to a contract with their team. Where was Giannis going? He ain't going nowhere. What, was Steph Curry going to team up with Damian Lillard like Super Splash Brothers? Hell no. Jokic, he just won a chance. He ain't moving anywhere. Durant just got to Phoenix. And LeBron is old and he's in Los Angeles. If you have to think about some of the most impactful players in the NBA over the past 5 to 10 years, they ain't going anywhere. Damian Lillard should have bounced years ago, but he wanted to be loyal to the soil. He wanted to be, you know, at home in Portland until he realized we weren't going to win nothing. You didn't notice? What took you so long to figure this part out? You didn't want to request a trade? You did not want to ask out? And then we get word today. First from Woj, but then from his own agent, Aaron Goodwin, from Oakland, as well as Damian Lillard, by the way, that they've been making phone calls that Damian Lillard only wants to go to Miami, or his agent has on his behalf. And if he doesn't, if you are the Philadelphia 76ers, if you are the Boston Celtics, if you are any of these teams, that if you trade or acquire Damian Lillard, you're going to be bringing on someone who will be unhappy with this situation. And so for Damian Lillard, it's Miami or bust. And I think if this trade was so easy to go down, we would have already seen Tyler Hero get shipped out to Portland. But what they want that chucker for? What is Tyler Hero going to do for the Portland Trailblazers? I don't blame them for not wanting him. And so they're basically strong-arming the team that in the city that he said he loves so much because he wants out. Damian Lillard, let me remind you here. This guy is in the middle of a contract that this upcoming season is going to get him $45 million. Next season, he gets $48 million. Two more seasons after that, he's getting $58 million. Then he's getting $63 million. Bruh, you're getting paid major bank. You got an opportunity to make $63 million when you are likely, and almost definitely, especially at his size, to be past his prime at 36 years old. I get it. All a matter of negotiating, all a matter of getting what you want. If I'm Damian Lillard, I might also push the, well, my agent is making it clear. I'm going to steer him to my, I get it, it's fine. I don't think people are going to be mad or angry or upset at Damian Lillard in the long run. But bruh, you don't got nobody to blame but yourself. You took the money, you took the deal, be happy wherever the hell you go play. Do I think he'll end up with the Heat? Yes, I do. Or I think the Portland Trailblazers might look at him and say, yeah, well, dude, hey, we tried. You going to stay here or you going to go elsewhere? And so I don't think it's an open and shut case. Do I think it's most likely he ends up in Miami? Yes, and absolutely. Do I think it's 100% sure? No. No, I don't. And if you've been sick and tired of hearing about Damian Lillard over the past week and a half, well, get ready. Because there may not be a resolution until we get closer to training camp. This might take the entire summer. I hope not. But Damian Lillard has been in Portland for a long time. Time flies. I know it does. 2012, he was drafted. Scoot Henderson. He was in elementary school. Scoot Henderson was eating crayons when Damian Lillard was getting started in the NBA with the Blazers. Damian Lillard doesn't want to play with that dude. Wants to play with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. He wants to go from the Pacific Northwest. He wants to go down to South Beach. He wants to hang out with Pat Riley. He wants to win a ring. He wants to relax a little bit, feel the humidity, feel some rain, tropical rain, not the cold rain up in the West. And I don't blame him. But man, take your money and just be happy playing wherever the hell you're going to end up. And I like Damian Lillard. He'll get through this. If you've been tired of it for a week and a half, just lock in. It could be worse. This could be Kyrie Irving. Dallas Mavericks gave a dumbass contract. We'll talk about that another day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am so happy, so glad to be back. If I hit you with any more O's, I'd be Barry White out here. If you want to talk to me now or throughout the night, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. There's so much to get into. So much. We talked quickly about some of the changes in the sports media business and injury. I told you about, or Shep did, I don't remember, one of us, Victor Wembanyama. This sounds like a bad joke. Victor Wembanyama and Britney Spears walk into a room. It's like, what? Really? What? Well, it kind of sort of happened last night. We'll get into that. Bill Belichick, one of the greatest head coaches of all time in the NFL. People are kicking this guy. And people are loving Andy Reid. Josh Allen, he wants everybody to shut up about his relationship with Stephon Diggs. We got a new NBA tournament. The NFL is digging in its heels when it comes to gambling. There's just so much to do. I got so much to catch up on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, I'll tell you something else that happened. Speaking of Hall of Fame point guards, there's a dude who officially switched teams today. I'll tell you about it on the other side. Me, I ain't switching no damn teams. I just came back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard the fancy voice, man. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I can't cram a week and a half into 4 hours, but I can do my best. We just talked about a lot to open up the show. More recently, Damian Lillard and his trade request. It feels like a story that has now bled into a week and a half, and I think it might bleed throughout the rest of the summer. I'm going to tell you about another point guard who I think he has his fate sealed. I'll get to that momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. But right now, let's go to one of my favorite cities with the good old food, Bayou Town. Let's go to Houston, Texas, and talk to Anthony. Anthony, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, JR, what's up? How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
You know, I'm going to say this. I live in Houston now, you know, but coming from Kingston, Jamaica, and I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I was always a big Knicks fan. And you know, then joining the military, you know, 20 years, I've lived all over the place, but I've always remained a Knicks fan. And when I got out, I moved to Houston. And it's you know, the thing that went down with James Harden here, you see, with Damian Lillard, I would understand more if they tried to, you know, understand he wants to win a championship. He's been loyal to the franchise. He's been here for a long time. But with James Harden, it was completely different. And when, after the Philly series was over, when they lost, I mean, they were talking about James Harden coming back to Houston. I said, for what? Yeah. What, as far as a veteran player? And I'm like, why? I mean, what is James Harden going to teach the young players on the Rockets team? I mean, what strip club they go to?
Well, you know, possibly. And I think that was a one-way I think that came from James Harden's side,
yeah,
to try to gain some leverage with Philadelphia. But there's no need, no point in him going back.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this, though. I mean, to be honest, as far as the Miami Heat, the run, you know, they, you know, Giannis got hurt. That had a lot to do with it. Then they played the Knicks after that. And I'm a big, you know, New York Knicks fan, because when I first came to the United States, that's the first basketball, as far as NBA team, that I watched.
And
even though when I moved.
And Patrick, yes.
Yeah, with Patrick and Starks and all them, yeah. And then, I mean, the Nets came after that, but I was in the military. I was gone then. So I'm a Knicks fan. And they ran to the Knicks. The Knicks wasn't. And so, then they had Boston down 3-0 and almost lost. So I think Philly,
yes,
or Boston would be a better fit for Damian Lillard. And listening to what's her name yesterday, she said I forgot her name, but she said that Golden State, they could have actually had Damian Lillard, because there were some talks in it, and there's a reason why the GM. The reason why the GM may have left, because maybe he wanted to move on from Klay Thompson, and that would have been a better trade for them, you know, and not sign what's his name to that big contract. They want to move on from Klay Thompson. I'm sorry.
That's all speculative, and I think at this time, especially looking at the way their roster is currently constructed, and I'm talking pre Chris Paul. That, I'm sure that would have been nice, and I think that's playing video game general manager to think about Damian Lillard going home to Oakland to play with Steph Curry. And so I think that would have been more so of a pipe dream. But I do think he is more likely, and thank you, Anthony, for calling from Houston. I think he's more likely to go to Miami. Yes, we can look at Boston, and does Boston, would they want to part with Brown? I think they would. You gonna squeeze as much out of Damian Lillard as you can. And I think from the Philadelphia 76ers standpoint, of course, I actually think it would be an upgrade to have Damian Lillard come in the place of James Harden. They're the complete opposite. What have you ever heard about Damian Lillard away from the basketball court? Nothing. The man puts out music, he raps, he likes to do music, and that's it. I've never heard anything else. And James Harden, I could think about a litany of things that this man does when he's away from the basketball court. And we certainly read and see about it. It was only a couple of months ago in the playoffs where he like smacked a guy out in Vegas. I have been outside and seen James Harden, quote unquote, outside. I'm like, what is he doing here? And there he is. And so he has a history, and everybody knows. He also plays extremely hard. You know, what he might have been without all of the additional living of the life, who knows? I think he's squeezed a whole lot out of what he got right now. But, yeah, if Damian Lillard were to go to Philadelphia, that would be awesome. Absolutely. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then Anthony from Houston, he also mentioned Chris Paul. or he mentioned the Warriors and Damian Lillard and this and that. And Chris Paul actually was officially named a Warrior today as that trade between the Warriors and Washington went through. And Chris Paul is now, he's a part of the squad. And this much I actually do remember. It was only, Shep, is it now 2 weeks now? Chris Paul said that?
It was 2 weeks ago because I know the questions were very mundane, to put it mildly.
Well, I think his answers were extremely, listen to this. He was talking to the Charlotte Observer, promoting his book, which I think is a New York Times bestseller, about his life and how his grandfather inspired him. Chris Paul, on the day he was traded, was asked about all of this, and listen to how excited he was.
Chris, what is your reaction to being traded to Golden State today?
I'm excited. I got that question I don't know how many times already, so I'm really excited.
You spoke with Steph, it sounds like, already, and how did that go?
It was good, yeah.
What do you think your role will be on that team?
To help us win games.
Yeah, well, let's see how that goes. At the same time, I must remind you that Chris Paul is going into the final year of his contract. If the Golden State Warriors move through the beginning of this season and things aren't going the way that they want, don't be surprised if Chris Paul gets moved again come February at the trade deadline. This is obviously an interesting pairing. You have a roster, especially the starters at the guard positions, that are pretty much locked in. You want to know who ain't going to the bench? Steph Curry. You want to know who else is unlikely to go to the bench because of his size and somewhat defense, even though he's not the same guy? Klay Thompson. You want to know who else ain't going to the bench? Draymond Green. And so how they fill out that roster, or what they do with Chris Paul and how he plays, he's likely to come off of the bench. That's just the facts, as long as he's on the team. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dale is calling up from Birmingham in Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Dale?
JR, it's just good to hear that you're back, man. You just bring an even voice to sports.
Well, thank you, Dale. I appreciate it. How are you doing? You good? Thanks.
Great. Hey, I just want to say, Tim going to Philadelphia, I think we might win a championship.
Oh. I really believe that the Sixers, and I don't know, this is you got to pick one or the other. I think they're looking at it from a long term perspective. I think if they were to pick up Damian Lillard, we know that Maxey is out the door, but if this is me, if I'm the Sixers, I'm thinking about the right now, because every time I see Joel Embiid play, I'm like, is this dude going to last another 3 years at this level? I'm not so sure. So I'd go for the big bang right now, man.
Right now. You're right, Dale.
And thank you, Dale, for calling from Birmingham, and thank you for the kind words. I'm saying to myself, man, if Damian Lillard is available, that doesn't guarantee the Sixers a championship. And maybe this is why they got the job. Maybe this is why Morey has the job. Do I want to just shoot my shot? Do I want to get rid of all my ammunition right now? Or do I want to just hold on to Maxey just in case Embiid falls apart and I got to start from scratch? It's a difficult position to be in. Absolutely. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we heard from Chris Paul about joining the Warriors just a few seconds ago. On the other side of the break, I want you to hear from Draymond Green about just Chris Paul joining the squad and what he does for them. It was only a couple of years ago, last year, Draymond Green was just telling everybody, you know, how much he didn't care for Chris Paul as a player, didn't like him at all. And now with his teammate, he's singing a little bit different of a tune, and he told that to Paul George. So we'll share that with you on the other side of the break. I'm going to get in Chris from Maryland before our news flash. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what would the boss do tomorrow is all I want to know. I miss him. I love me some Reggie Jackson, but I just wanted to know what you might think the boss would be doing tomorrow. That's all.
Well, and for a little bit of perspective.
No disrespect at all, man.
Hold on. Oh, my God. Whoa, welcome back to me.
He's excited to have you back, JR.
Is he?
Yeah, that's Chris from Maryland for you.
I know. I mean, well, sheesh, can... How about we provide some perspective here? The boss, you're referring to a guy named George Steinbrenner. Hold on. Let's bring him back. Chris, don't say anything, though. Hey, Chris, you back?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. I want you to keep this in mind. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you call, you have to keep in mind that the entire country is listening to you.
Yes, sir.
So when you call up and you say, I wonder what the boss would do tomorrow, you understand that a great majority of the country has no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, they're based, you know, okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, they're pronouns and then they're nouns, you know?
Okay.
If I can't start a show and say this guy and that guy without actually naming the guy, you know, giving some perspective. So you're talking about the New York Yankees tonight playing the Orioles, correct?
That would be correct.
Okay. So look at me doing your job, too, as the caller. The Yankees lost 14-1. Is that what happened?
Yes, it did.
So you're asking me if George Steinbrenner, who is not alive, if he were alive, what would he do tomorrow? That's what you're asking me.
And Shep and Marco, if he's there.
So which one of us, out of the three of us, who are you asking?
All three, because we had a conversation about Mr. Steinbrenner last night.
Well, Chris, guess who wasn't here last night?
Okay, then I'm asking you tonight. You're the front runner. Go ahead.
Am I?
I'm sorry to disturb your show. Thank you very much. Welcome back. Missed you.
Well, thank you, Chris. I could tell. George Steinbrenner's not alive, and if he were, he'd be yelling. The end. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do think you're one of the best people in radio right now, hands down. I've heard everybody. You got the gift, and I appreciate, you know, your intelligence and your honesty.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, in the sports world, we get so many changes that come through in the summertime. And before we went to break, I talked about Chris Paul officially becoming a member of the Golden State Warriors today. Now that trade with Jordan Poole going out to Washington is official. And in a few minutes, in a few seconds, I want to play you some commentary from Draymond Green about how his new teammate Chris Paul is going to fit in with the Golden State Warriors, of which we know Steph Curry is the guy. He is the point guard. He is the shooting guard. It's his team, which is obviously going to be an adjustment for Chris Paul, but I'll play that for you momentarily. I want to get to this just briefly and quickly because it's the summertime. And we know during the summer, people go outside and they drink and they party. We saw a lot of that over the 4th of July holiday, 4th of July weekend. You know, people are living their best lives. They forget about life. They forget about work. Maybe they become a little delusional. I think there's a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who's a little delusional. Just a little bit. His name? Carlton Davis. I don't know if you heard about this. Shep, did you hear what Carlton Davis told one of these websites?
I did not know.
Okay, so Carlton Davis, defensive back, multi-years now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Carlton Davis spoke to GoLongTD.com, and it was a piece on the Buccaneers and himself and life without Tom Brady, who we know, if he hasn't told us already, he's He's retired, okay? He's not coming back. It's over for Tom Brady. Carlton Davis, he believes that they still got some life and a chance to not just win the NFC South, but to just go away all the way to the Super Bowl. And I had to think about this. He said, quote, "Anybody who feels that we've lost Tom and lost something is going to be in for a rude awakening. A rude awakening. Tom was a great addition for us, but obviously it's a team sport. Obviously you need components to be successful. We still have those components, and I'm only getting better. And our blanking division is worse than it was before. So we run through the division, get to the playoffs, run through the playoffs, and it's the Super Bowl." Wow. Okay, Carlton Davis, okay. Did he bump his head? I know he plays football for a living, but he's the one out there tackling people. And maybe it's too hot in Tampa. Maybe the humidity is getting to him. I don't know where he is in the country. What's wrong with this man? With Tom Brady last year, and I get it. This is not Tom Brady in his prime. Tom Brady last year on the football field, he looked like he needed a protein shake. He looked like he needed a sandwich. He's 45 years old, or was last year, and he looked like he was just physically checking out. He was skinny. He was frustrated. He looked cooked for Tom Brady. He ended last year with 4,500 yards passing, and for Tom Brady, a 45-year-old, only 25 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Not shabby for a starting quarterback. Not Tom Brady-esque. Still ridiculously impressive for a dude who was 45 years old. The Bucs went 8-9, bro. Okay? 8-9. What makes you think that Baker Mayfield and or Kyle Trask are supposed to do better than 8-9 what Brady did last year because the rest of the NFC South sucks? I expect the Falcons to be about the same as they were last season. Maybe a little bit better. The Carolina Panthers got a rookie quarterback. Okay, well, they'll stink. You know, I would think that the Saints will be just about the same. You want to know who is probably just in the same place? You too. The only reason you got to the playoffs last year is because, yes, you did play in the NFC South, and then you lost to the Dallas Cowboys. And so I'm going to think, definitely not Kyle Trask. It would be a major shock. It'd be a Kurt Warner-level shock if he played up to the level of what Tom Brady did last year. A 25-9 touchdown to INT ratio. Baker Mayfield, we've seen him be good. He's been efficient with an amazing running game. Is he going to now replicate that here down in Tampa? It's not in his favor. Can he be good? Yeah, he can be. Do I think it's going to happen? I think he'll be average. And average ain't going to cut it. And so congratulations to another football player who woke up, looked at his team's record for next season at nothing and nothing, and just said, yeah, we're going to win without Tom Brady. Good luck. He should also get his head checked. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, Tom Brady is gone. He's like he's quarterback. He's a point guard on the football field. Just like I told you, Chris Paul is now with the Warriors. And I told you about Draymond Green. And so Draymond Green, he sat down with Paul George with Podcast P. Paul George is better at podcasting than he is playing basketball because he doesn't play basketball. And so Draymond Green and Paul George had a conversation about what Chris Paul brings to the Warriors. Listen to this.
Does the trade happen? What do you think he brings to an already stacked and successful team?
Well, I think he brings a couple things. After the Lakers series, Steph said in his press conference, we ran out of variety. If they're taking this away, then you can go to this. If they're taking that away, then you can move to this. Our team last year didn't have a variety of ways that we could score. And I think CP adds another thing to the menu. But I'll tell you one more thing that I think it unlocks, and I actually look forward to learning this from him. I think Chris Paul will completely unlock Jonathan Kuminga and his growth. CP is great with young guys. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Ayton looked like a bust before CP came to Phoenix. No disrespect to Ayton, but more so a nod to CP.
Yeah.
What he will do for Jonathan Kuminga and unlocking Kuminga is huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hope so. I mean, Jonathan Kuminga is still now only 20 years old. It feels like he's been in the league for a long time now. He only got drafted in 2021. And let's keep this in mind. He was selected at number 7 overall by the Golden State Warriors. And so, yes, he's been good in spurts when we've seen Curry down and Klay Thompson down. But the consistency is not there. And how is he going to grow if he's not getting burned? Well, obviously, you want to cut down on the usage of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And with Chris Paul likely to be out there with a second unit, Kuminga should be getting more burn now that that pool is gone, because let's face it, Chris Paul isn't the most durable of dudes either. And so you would think that Kuminga on the floor, his life will be easier to score. And he'll hopefully learn something and be more efficient, whether it's cutting to the basket, catching the ball and shooting it, and not having to look at someone like Jordan Poole just jack up ridiculous shots. And so, am I putting the Warriors in the upper echelon? No, I'm not. I still think they're too small. But one thing I know for certain is I'm not going to count out a team with Steph Curry. And then with Chris Paul and still Jonathan Kuminga, if the Warriors do want to move, make some roster adjustments come winter time, come trade deadline, they're going to have some flexibility to do so. And so Mike Dunleavy Jr. sending Jordan Poole out to D.C. still has Kuminga, has an expiring contract in Chris Paul. The Warriors still have some pieces to work with. It's summertime, right? All about a little change of scenery. Switch things up just a little bit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of change, while I was gone, man, we've had a lot of changes in the sports media world. I'm going to get to your calls and talk about some of those changes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.